Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My son here in a few minutes and what he's already asking for this close after Christmas. My poor family is the center of attention today on this show.
It's okay.
I feel so bad, but that's what we do. First things first, so you were crying about Village Inn this morning.
I'm a little sad. News coming out that they're closing two Colorado locations. One, Highlands Ranch. This is the one that's closest to me.
Oh, that's the one I went to.
I love me some French silk pie from Village Inn. Like
they have good pies, don't they?
Their pie. And they have Eggs Benedict. They have all my favorite things. But yeah, they're closing a couple of their restaurants. Good thing we still have La Peep, though, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, they say that they're still going to keep those 18 other locations open. But definitely a different look for the restaurant. I know, like... And this has happened because there used to be one off like I-25 and 84th, I think, that closed down. So it's like this has happened in years. Like it's just been happening, you know.
They turned the one down by me into one of my most favorite restaurants, Tap and Dough.
Yeah.
Where I go in and get a beer and a pizza sometimes. But yeah, like they're slowly disappearing. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, we drove by that one in Highlands Ranch just a couple days ago. And Nicole was like, oh, they're closing Village Inn. Oh, and I was like, oh, that sucks. But when was the last time we were at a Village Inn?
I know. And that's
like,
the thing is
never.
There's so many other like local spots that you want to give your money to that you want to see succeed.
La Peep being one of them.
And La Peep's, their food is so superior,
so
right? Because it's all scratch made. So like if you're going to spend your money on something, mm-hmm. you're right. Why wouldn't you bring it to a place that you know is going to deliver?
Well, and there's like so many... like the trendy breakfast spots now are like all the rage. There's like that First Watch and Snooze and you know the list is long essentially, and it's like the old Village Inn franchise is kind of like ho hum anymore.
Well, when it's the most important meal of the day, you got to make it count, you know.
Right.
So yeah, but definitely a little sad to see any kind of restaurant close in our area. But they're the thing that they posted on their website, which. Oh, it's kind of funny. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek where they say that they want to extend their sincerest appreciation to everybody because, after all, it takes a village.
They slowly close the doors.
So there you go. Two, closing up shop.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to my parents here. All the parents listening. Are your kids already asking for something? Right after Christmas? I mean, we're, what, essentially a month out from Christmas
now?
Not even.
Yeah.
Are your kids already coming to you, asking for things, wanting things? God, it's nonstop, isn't
it? Yeah. Wait till they get older. You think it quits when they turn 18. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
It keeps going.
I need gas for my car.
Yeah.
Give me gas.
And then it's more expensive stuff.
So here's what's going on in my house. My son is very much a, I don't know, is this a type A personality thing where he gets his mind set on something and it has to be done. It has to be accomplished. He needs it. He wants it.
Is that like
I'd say a hyper fixation.
Yeah, I think so. It's like hyper fixation.
Yeah.
So now he watched a couple videos or something on leopard geckos on YouTube. And all of a sudden, it was that. And we wandered into a Petco to get some food for our hamster. They had him there in the Petco. He was watching them and all that. And then it was like, I got to have one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where it happens. So I will say the past week, 2 weeks, that is all we have heard about in the house.
I love it, though.
Is how much he wants a leopard gecko. And I'm like, we've got a dog and a hamster who you both promised to take care of. And guess who's cleaning the cages and scooping the dog poop?
Yeah.
This guy right here. So I'm firmly in camp, no leopard gecko in the house. I don't want to take care of one of these things.
Yeah.
At
it's
all.
It's going to happen. You're going to take care of it, probably.
So what he's done, and I told him to send me his screenshots here, and I actually printed them out because I thought it was pretty cute, first of all, that he's been asking AI how to convince parents to let him get a leopard gecko. And it spit out, convincing parents usually works best when you show them you've done research, thought about responsibility, and planned ahead. Here's the step-by-step way to make a strong case for a leopard gecko. And it is pages of what he needs to do when he approaches us for the leopard gecko. Now, I caught on to this when he did sit me down and started giving me all the pros and cons, but yet he was reading off his phone the entire time. I was like, what are you looking at? Why are you doing that? And I snagged his phone, and it was ChatGPT. And the first thing on there, it says, start with the positives. Tell them why a leopard gecko is a good pet, especially compared to other reptiles. And then it lists, like, low maintenance, it's quiet, no fur, gentle, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You could say leopard geckos are actually one of the easiest reptiles to care for, and they don't make noise or mess up the house. And he actually gave me that line in the conversation.
Hey.
He's like, Dad, did you know that leopard geckos are actually one of the easiest reptiles to care for? The second prompt was, show them that you've researched everything. Parents love this. Make it clear you know what you're doing. And then it said, be ready to explain how big the tank size is, the food, the monthly costs, the cleaning schedule. You might say, quote, I already know exactly what it needs and how often everything has to be cleaned. He gave me that line.
Wow.
Isn't this crazy?
I mean, it's a whole new way of doing things.
Yes.
Like, kids are just advancing. Like, that's insane.
I had a hard time being annoyed by it because
it's cute.
Yes.
It's adorable.
He was showing initiative and he was lining everything up. It goes on to say, prove responsibility before asking. And it goes, this part is huge. Do things like take care of your current pet without the reminders. Do your chores consistently. Keep your room clean. Show good grades and effort in school. I was like, that's my favorite page so
that
far.
Good one.
That's the one I really like.
Yes.
And then it goes on to talk about, like, address their worries directly. Address the smell. If you if they get bored, is it expensive? Yada, yada, yada. And basically what it did is it gave him questions that a parent might ask about the leopard gecko. Like, one of them was, well, I don't know if we know how to take care of it. And then it gave him the prompt,
yeah,
like how to tell your parents. And then at the very end, which was kind of funny to me, would you like me to help make a presentation? I can make a one-page parent pitch, create a care checklist, help you write exactly what to say. And then it goes on by PowerPoint and all this stuff. I was like, damn, it lets you go deep.
It does.
But and bottom line, there's not a chance in hell this thing's coming into the house.
Well, but he did his research.
He tried.
He did his work. And it reminds me so much. Here's the thing is, like, when you see your kid get so excited about something like that, when you see the passion that they have, that's neat as a parent. Because I don't know if this is the first time he's had this kind of passion about something, but I remember the first time Zoe did. And how funny she created a PowerPoint presentation on why we should get a penguin. Like, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. When we moved to North Dakota, Zoe thought it was cold enough up there that we could have a pet penguin.
She's not wrong. You probably
could.
Right?
We totally could. It could live in the backyard. We could make an igloo. It'd be fine. But the thing is she created a PowerPoint presentation about how it would be to take care of a penguin on my laptop and presented it to me.
So
and
good.
She was like 9 years old, and I remember sitting there thinking, wow, she's really I mean, like, yeah, she was getting into it. She was using her hands when she's talking.
You
like
almost
her
got her a penguin.
Stuff. Like, I almost went to the zoo and got this child a penguin.
Smuggled a penguin
she
out.
She wanted it so bad. But that is the thing, is that initial interest and stuff, like, it piqued a fascination with penguins for her throughout her whole life.
That's
penguins
cute.
Are still a thing for us, where I buy her stuff that is penguin related.
Does she have a penguin tattoo?
She loves them, so she doesn't have any tattoos
yet.
But she's talked about getting a penguin one. Like, she loves penguins. And so I love when kids get the fire in them for something like this. So yeah. I might buy him a lizard.
No,
you
you're
know,
not.
I might buy him a, what is it,
no,
a spotted gecko?
No, I'm not telling you what it is.
Right
I'm not
now.
Telling you what it is anymore because I don't want one in the house.
I love that,
Katie,
though.
All you
got to
tell
so
him
sweet.
Is I had my friend, best friend growing up, had a leopard gecko. And I picked it up and it tried to scramble away from me. And if you grab it by the tail, it releases the tail.
Yeah, he was talking
and I had
about
the
that.
Tail in my hand and it was still wiggling.
Oh,
and it
no.
freaked me out.
The final straw, like, we pretty much came to the consensus, I think. Part of the problem was I was a firm no.
Yeah.
I'm a hard no. And Nicole's like, well, we should probably talk about it some more. We'll just, you know, we'll flesh it out. And I actually texted her on the side one day when he was in the bedroom talking to her about it. I was like, we need to have a united front on this.
You do.
Because I'm not doing it. I'm 100% not doing it. And the nail in the coffin was they went back to Petco without me knowing.
Oh.
They went and ran some errands the other day. We're running to Target.
Yeah.
And then they came home, and Nicole's like, hey, full disclosure. She's like, we went back to Petco. I was like, oh, you did? I was like, thanks for the united front. And she's like, we're not getting one.
Oh, no.
I was like, hells yeah. I was like, why? She's like, we actually talked to somebody there. She's like, turns out these things can live up to 20 years. Oh. 20 years. And yeah. She's like, I looked at Reed and I was like, she was like, no.
Oh, man.
He's going to be like 35 years old by this time this thing finally croaks.
They're really going to be close. That's it. That's going to be his best friend, that lizard.
And
that's
it led to a conversation like, you're going to be at the age, buddy, where you're like, you're going to be really interested in girls and driving and doing things. And who knows if you're going off to college. It's like, you ain't going to be wanting to pack a gecko with you as you roll into college.
Well, you don't know.
You don't want to bring your girlfriend back to your room and be like, no. Hey, you want to see my lizard?
You do well, not want to.
No, you don't want to use that line at all. You really don't. So, it's a hard no. Hard no in my house.
Poor Reed.